Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 19th. And as always, this podcast and the accompanying blog, sponsored by our friends at Amwager. You can get the written version of the Key Races and Bets podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to amwager.com. Clicking on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. And while you're there, check out all the great features Amwager has for the better. Great online wagering site. We're going to start this week with the Pasco Stakes Race 7 at Tampa. Post time, 3:10 Eastern. And it appears that Win, and Cave Run are the only two which can win this year's Pasco. But they open as the morning line favorite, 5-2. In the case of Win, and the third choice, 7-2, in the case of Cave Run. So not a lot of value on win bets. The main play in this race is a pick 3, combining races 7, 8, 9, Indigan Race 9, the Gasparilla Stakes. Still, there may be opportunity for a low-odds win bet on Cave Run, who opens at the higher odds of 7-2, and may actually have a slight edge over Win, as he won over the track. That win came in his only start, December 15th, and he not only showed a lot of maturity in victory when relaxing in third early before rallying to draw off by 6, he also earned the best Echo-based speed figure in the field, 99. And so with improving to do in his second career start and with a good outside post to once again stalk whoever decides to lead, Cave Run has a nice shot to win a stakes in only the second start of his career. Win won the first few starts of his career when finished second, all at Laurel. The runner-up finish came at a little stakes at the 7-furlong trip, so he does have a slight experience edge over Cave Run. He improved from 84 figure to 92, then 95, so he's in the range of Cave Run and certainly is a win contender. In the Pasco Race 7 at Tampa on Saturday, January 19th, post 3:10 Eastern, bet Cave Run to win at 9-5 or better, a low-odds overlay. Here's the pick 3. 50-cent tickets at Tampa. You can play it multiple times if you want. Not very expensive. In the 7th race, play Win, and Cave Run. In the 8th, Ponte Scheme, Flossie, and Summer Sweet. In the 9th, Molto Bella. We'll talk about the 8th at Tampa briefly. Post 3:40, it's an allowance race, and Flossie is the main play here, with Ponte Scheme and Summer Sweet to be used on pick 3 and Exacta tickets if you play the Exacta. Flossie won her debut last June with a lot of maturity in a 10-horse field at Churchill in a sprint, came back a month later and ran poorly. Trainer wasn't deterred by that effort because next month she was stretched out to 2 turns, tried on grass, and voila, she ran huge, leading from start to finish and winning by a head in a 10-horse field. Rested since the end of August and moved to the barn of Correas, the filly finds a weak field for this allowance level and appears to be pretty fit off the layoff as she's put in 6 workouts in just over a month. Declan Cannon, good jockey on grass, is underrated. And the trainer in recent history is 2-for-2 with horses coming back in turf routes off 4-6 months. In the 8th at Tampa, we'll bet Flossie to win at 2-1, 3-1 or more. Moving on in time order, we're going to go to Gulfstream and race 9. And this race is playable on its own because the favorite's legitimate and there's a 20-1 shot who has a good shot to be in the money at the least here. The legitimate favorite is Central Command, opening at 9-5 on the heels of a 9-month layoff following a win in his only start. He's in the Chad Brown Barn, Castellano Rides. He won the only start last March, easily and impressively, at Gulfstream by 4 lengths as the 8-5 favorite. He's been in steady training for his comeback, and his workout 3 weeks ago was superb, 2nd of 88. He finds a lackluster field of horses for the level, most either stuck at the allowance level, which means multiple losers at the level, or claiming level horses. And Brown continues to win at a really high 26% rate, with horses coming back from long layoffs. The horse coming in under the radar is Time to Travel, an impressive winner in his second start back in April of 2017 at Gulfstream and at the 7-furlong trip. He got a late start in his career, so the connection took a shot at Derby points in the Lexington the next month or 2 months later, actually 2 weeks later, and he finished 4th after leading mid-race. He finished 2nd in other stakes, tried turf, failed miserably, was given 9 months off, and got beaten 42 lengths, so was given time off again. He He returned in December and ran well enough, setting the pace for the opening quarter mile and finishing the fifth in a race in which he had the lead. Since that start, he's changed barns and shows up without blinkers and, more importantly, with Jose Ortiz riding. Likely without blinkers, Time to Travel put in a scintillating 46 and a 4/5 four furlong workout over the track on January 12th. That's a blinkers off fast workout pattern that can't be ignored. And because in 2017, when he won, he earned a 102 figure, so he is an upset candidate. For exactas, we'll use three horses who like to hit the board. Those are Star Wancho, Articulator, and Empire Power. In race 9 at Gulfstream on Saturday, 1:19, 3:45 post Eastern, bet Time to Travel to win a place at 4-1 or higher. We'll use the favorite and the legitimate contender, Central Command, and exactas. We're going to play Central Command and Time to Travel over Central Command, Time to Travel, Star Wancho, Articulator, and Empire Power. And then we'll play three pick three tickets starting in this race, one singling Central Command in this race, one singling a horse in race 11, and they're all pretty cheap. If we get them right, we could win it three times. Ticket one, in race 9, Central Command, Star Wancho, Articulator, Empire Power, and Time to Travel. In race 10, Mrs. Ramona G and Southern Sis. And in race 11, Dalmore, Forevermo, Mr. Jordan, Noble Drama, Jay's Way, and Super Tap It. Cost of this bet at 50 cents, if all horses run, is 30 bucks. Next ticket, race 9, Central Command, Star Wancho, Articulator, Empire Power, and Time to Travel. In race 10, Thinking Cowtown, Picara, Mrs. Ramona G, Southern Sis, and Starship Jubilee. And in race 11, Forevermo. And this bet is $12.50 at 50 cents of all of those run. Third ticket, Central Command in race 9. In race 10, Thinking Cowtown, Picara, Mrs. Ramona G, Southern Sis, and Starship Jubilee. And in race 11, Dalmore, Forevermo, Mr. Jordan, Noble Drama, Jay's Way, and Super Tap It. And this bet is $15 if all the horses run at the 50 cent minimum bet. We'll go back to Tampa for the third race in the pick three, start in the 7th. This is race 9 at Tampa, the Gasparilla Stakes, post time 4:10 Eastern. And Molto Bella is a standout in this race, in my opinion, off her efforts in July, September, and October of last year. She won her only career start at the 7 furlong trip in July in career start number 2. Then, nearly 2 months later, ran a much better race, even though second, ventured into Stakes Company, and finished second in the Rags to Riches Stakes at Churchill, a one-turn mile race at Churchill Downs. The winner was Mother Mother, who has since missed by a head in the neck in the Grade 1 Starlet, and finished second recently to multiple graded stakes winner Bellafina in the graded Santa Ynez Stakes. Likely more mature as a 3-year-old and shipping down from trainer Wilkes Barn at Palmettos, Molto Bella meets a fairly suspect field, opens at 6-1 in a race in which a morning line favorite, Bella Chow, at 7-2, finished third in a stakes last month and didn't run well at all. In the Gasparilla, race 9 at Tampa Bay Downs, bet Molto Bella to win at 2-1 or more. We'll finish off with the Sunshine Millions Classic, race 11 at Gulfstream, post time 4:46 Eastern. Forevermo, opening at 6-1, is only one of two entrants in the race to have ever won at 9 furlongs, with horses like second morning line favorite Mr. Jordan, 0-3-1 in 5 races at the trip, and Super Tap at the favorite, 0-2-0 in 2 races at the trip. Forevermo earned that win recently, last out in the Zia Park Championship Handicap with a career best 107 figure, very similar to the 108 figure last year's Sunshine Millions Classic winner Jay's Way earned. Jay's Way is the only other horse to have won at the trip, but finished 5th in the Sunshine Millions Classic preview and 10th in his most recent start, albeit on turf. Meanwhile, Forevermo gets Castellano, gets a great 2-post, should stalk the dueling leaders Dalmore and Jay's Way, who are both need the lead types. Any number of horses can finish 2nd, including the aforementioned Dalmore and Jay's Way, as well as Mr. Jordan, Noble Drama, and Super Tap It. You note that one of the pick 3 tickets started in race 9, ending in this race used all 6, because in that case, in case Dalmore or Jay's Way gets the front by themselves, anything can happen. In the Sunshine Millions Classic, race 11 at Gulfstream Post, 4:46 Eastern on Saturday, the 19th. Bet Forevermo to win at 2-1 or more. Play exacta, Forevermo over Dalmore, Jay's Way, Mr. Jordan, Noble Drama, and Super Tap It. Play the opposite of that exacta, which is Dalmore, Jay's Way, Mr. Jordan, Noble Drummer, and Super Tap It over Forevermost. Hope you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog, the Key Races and Bets blog at amwager.com. Click on amwager.com. Click on Handicapping at Ella Starr's blog. Good luck and talk to you next week.